welcome to another Directions Magazine podcast. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief. Pitney Bowes Software has launched MapInfo.com, a website dedicated to product solutions. Pitney Bowes is making a significant reinvestment in the MapInfo brand and its products. I spoke with Senior Vice President of Pitney Bowes' Location Intelligence Group, James Buckley, and Global Product Manager Rob Savage to discuss the reasons for launching the portal, as well as the new features in MapInfo version 12, a beta release of a new raster and grid handling capability, and their strategy for software as a service. I hope you enjoy the interview. Stay tuned.
Well, James, Rob, thanks very much for taking the time to discuss MapInfo. And it seems like what you're doing now with the launching of the MapInfo.com portal is really putting more of an investment or perhaps a reinvestment in MapInfo, the product. So I really want to give you an opportunity to talk about that and why the change at this time and why the significant reinvestment that you're making in MapInfo and what can we expect from your go-to-market strategy.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. I think that in framing this and working from why it is that we're launching this MapInfo.com website is really about us recognizing that Pitney Bowes Software had an opportunity to transform itself in the sense of being much more client-centric and focused on our customers. And our CEO, new CEO, Mark Lautenbach, has talked a lot about that internally. So as we thought about where and how our customers want to interact with us, we felt that it was important to provide them a space where our clients could come and find relevant and pertinent information about the issues that are important to them, that are focused on the products that they buy and use from us, and also to discover the other new capabilities that we have that we can provide value to those customers, particularly users of the MapInfo Professional product line. We also believe that there's a significant opportunity in the broader location intelligence space. We think it's a really exciting market for us to participate in, and we believe that the MapInfo Professional user community is a great place to start in acquiring new customers and providing more value to the customers we already have. So that's why we're launching this new website. We think it's a fantastic looking site. We think there's a lot of really relevant content available for our clients and prospects on that site. And also we're going to use that as a platform to really provide spaces in social media where our clients and prospective clients can come and engage with us and with each other. So we're providing a real space where people in the location intelligence and GIS communities can learn and discover more about us and what else is going on.
It seemed like you were hearing from the client base that we really wanted more emphasis on MapInfo. We wanted to hear from Pitney Bowes Software about what was coming in the product and more regular updates. So it seems like the reason for the reinvestment in MapInfo as a product and a brand is that the clients wanted to hear from you. Is that a true statement?
Yeah, absolutely. As we've talked to our clients and in fact from prospects as well, we certainly hear from them that they want to be able to go somewhere on the web and find really relevant content about the issues that are important to them. And so that's what this site is all about. It's about a place where people who have geospatial problems, where they're trying to solve those problems using our product or indeed other products, where they can come and learn about things that are important to them, not about necessarily other areas of our business that, while extremely important, may not be totally relevant to those clients.
Let me ask you about the location intelligence market specifically, because we've put a lot of focus on it for a long time. Obviously, Pitney Bowes has also adopted a strength position in location intelligence. So what I want to ask you is, to you, is it more of a play in the business intelligence space, or are you putting now more emphasis from that info perspective on the professional GIS person, or maybe there's a little bit of both, but I want to give you an opportunity to respond to that.
So I think that the way we see the market is it's really about both. So if you think about what Pitney Bowes' location intelligence business is, it breaks down into two major components. One of those is absolutely the really strong community of users, our clients who use MapInfo Professional and the other products that live around that, be they data products or other software products. And as you know, we have a really significant business around the world of people who are actively engaged in that and in using those products. The second significant part of our business is what we would call, I guess, operational location intelligence. And that's really a business that we've largely built around our geocoding offerings. And, you know, a lot of people listening to this would recognize, you know, the Geostan brand, MapMarker brand. And as we've made significant investments in our new Spectrum Spatial platform, we're able to serve a whole new range of clients who really are interested in solving operational problems where location is an issue. So that's taking the analysis capabilities we've traditionally had in products like MapInfo Professional or in MapXtreme and providing those in a web services platform that people can deploy at enterprise scale and get an answer. And we're enjoying enormous success around that platform with clients such as Facebook, large insurance companies, large telecommunications companies, and we're really excited about that as a growth platform for our company. But, you know, I think that I see these two opportunities as two sides of the same coin. The clients, as from an organization standpoint, if they're deploying those key business-critical operational solutions, they're also, generally speaking, have analytical requirements. And certainly in the markets where we've been particularly strong historically, like insurance or telecommunications, that's absolutely true. There are parts of those organizations where we'll serve a user who needs a product like MapInfo Professional and will also serve business requirements in that organization with an operational type of platform like our Spectrum Spatial platform as well. So that's how we see the business. It's certainly how we see the market going. I think that both are certainly opportunities for growth, but as we see location intelligence as much more of a mainstream IT capability that lots of organizations need, we think that operational focus is where we're going to see significant growth in the future.
MapInfo as a product has always been more looked at as a desktop solution. In the world of business intelligence, the use of location technology has often been more of an embedded solution. Some might say it's first better to have pieces of the puzzle embedded into a piece of software. What kind of offerings can we expect now? Are you going to continue with that strategy of primarily desktop, or do you see MapInfo as it was, I know it was in the past going down, of being embedded in other BI-type solutions?
So I think BI is one opportunity. I think that having location intelligence capabilities embedded in many key business applications in enterprises is going to become absolutely critical in the future. And, you know, we see that, as I just said, around certainly in industries where the MapInfo Professional product was traditionally very strong, telecommunications, insurance, certainly relevant government agencies. We're going to see those organizations at an enterprise level need more and more location intelligence embedded into key business applications and business processes that they have. And that's why we've made a significant investment in our Spectrum Spatial product, which is our web services platform that incorporates all of the location intelligence capabilities that we brought to the table through acquiring MapInfo and acquiring Group One Software. So that's our international geocoding, it's our spatial analytics and mapping, the multiple different spatial visualizations we have, our routing capabilities. So we see that as a really powerful platform and certainly a key engine for growth in our software business. But as I say, the centrality of the analyst in those organizations is, and the MapInfo Professional user community is also a key part of that picture.
And what's the strategy for a software as a service cloud off-premise solution?
So I think we see that really as being in two main areas. And in fact, I think Joe, and I'm sure you guys are seeing this in the market with other vendors generally, this quickly becomes a discussion that incorporates mobile as well. So I think we see two main use cases that need consideration, and we've got lots of active research and some capabilities coming to market around this. First, the analyst is increasingly going to want to be able to augment what they're doing with some cloud services or some data that might reside in the cloud. And you'll certainly see us addressing those type of requirements in the near term. And in fact, for many years, we've provided access from our desktop product to routing capabilities and geocoding capabilities, and we know that that's an important thing we need to continue to do. I think, secondly, that we think about how people want to work and the way in which that's changing and their expectations are changing, and certainly in the geospatial industry, I think that companies like Google being the most obvious one have done a great job of democratizing geospatial capabilities and setting out there for the market a set of expectations that we need to try and meet. So if I'm a MapInfo professional user, I want to be able to interact with data I might create, a map I might create. I'm going to want to share that information across my organization. And the launch of our Stratus online web mapping application was really a first step in looking and trying to address that opportunity. But I think as we look, and this is where our research is focusing at the moment, I want to be able to interact with that spatial data through many different devices and many different paradigms. I want to use tablets. I want to use devices like iPads, iPhones. We need to be thinking about, serving the sorts of clients we've had in the future, and then a broader range of clients with how do we make that data more easily available? How do we make people able to interact with it in different environments, whether it's out of the office, in the field, or whether that's at home? We need to be thinking about catering for those requirements. We've done some really interesting work. We have an asset management offering, which we mainly sell in Australia and the UK, where we've produced some, as a pilot, if you like, some really great new mobile capabilities. We're going to be taking the success we're having around that product, and we're going to be bringing that more broadly in line to our more major global products like the MapInfo product line and the other products we have around location intelligence in the future.
You got MapInfo Pro version 12 coming out. If you would just briefly give me maybe some of the major functional enhancements that you've made to the product.
Sure, no problem. So I think when we look at this release, it's important to look at it in the context of the wider story that James has been talking about in terms of increased focus and investment in the MapInfo product line and really Pitney Bowes recognition of GIS and LI as a strategically important part of the business. This extra investment and focus is allowing us to take MapInfo Professional to a market-leading position and allowing us to tackle some of the big challenges and changes to the capabilities of MapInfo Professional over the next couple of years. We've got a really exciting roadmap for the product, including things like 64-bit version, some really big significant performance improvements coming in the next couple of years, as well as kind of going back to basics in terms of how users create and generate maps and layout within the product. And that links through to what we've achieved with this release, which is to focus largely on the cartographic output components of the product. We know that generating maps and creating outputs is a really important area for our clients, and we've really worked hard to provide a user experience and capability that allows users to create really great-looking maps quickly and easily. And that's really been the main focus of MapInfo 12.0.
I think the other thing, Rob, that's worth mentioning, because it's important to a lot of our existing clients certainly, is we're doing some really interesting things at the moment around a new raster and grid handling capability, which we're going to be probably bringing a beta out, I think, later this year, and then that'll be a general availability release next year.
Absolutely.
But that's going to be a really big step forward for particularly our customers in around our NCOM Discover products in the mining sector and our telecommunications customers, because this, we think, will really provide those customers with some substantial improved capabilities over and above the products we have today in those spaces. And I think that certainly, for me, is a really key part of, as we look at the future of the product, the longer-term future of the product, we're investing in areas we know that are incredibly important to our clients and capabilities that we're going to need for the long term. So this roadmap that Rob talked about, you know, we're taking that out at the moment, 2 years. The goal is, as we go through that period, to have a much improved product, much improved user experience, and richer set of capabilities for our clients. And we really want people to appreciate and understand that this is, you know, this is the result of a significantly increased investment in R&D resources that Pitney Bowes has made, and that we're really serious about this industry and this market, and we're going to continue to win and grow in it.
And just one final question. Data has always been important to the client, and not just importing data and integrating with other data formats, but purchasing data. MapInfo had gone down the path of providing a data as a service. How important is data to your clients at this point?
Yeah, I mean, data traditionally has been, from a market standpoint, a really big competitive advantage to us. And we continue to be a major data supplier and creator of data, where we have some really interesting new data sets that we've brought to market in the last 12 months. So a brand new wildfire data set for the U.S. insurance industry, a brand new parcel boundary data set for the United States. We're currently doing a full review of our data portfolio with a view to looking at where we can continue to enhance and improve a lot of the products that we've had in the past. And also looking very much, and this speaks to the point you were just making about how are people going to want to consume and use data in the future, and where should we be looking to, as we've done with the relationship we currently have with Microsoft and providing Bing Maps to MapInfo professional users. Where can we look to augment the user experience for the analyst, particularly, and give them online access to data? And that's something that we're actively exploring, and we hope to have some specific announcements about in the next, you know, within the next 6 months.
Well, Rob, James, thanks very much for your time. It's great to catch up on the new strategy for MapInfo, especially the launch of MapInfo.com as a portal, and then the new information coming out about MapInfo Professional. So thanks very much for your time.
I really appreciate the opportunity, Joe, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Joe.
Thanks for joining us on another Directions Magazine podcast. If you'd like to comment about this interview today, you can write to us at editors@directionsmag.com or leave a comment where this podcast is posted on Directions Magazine. Thanks again for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.